Oh. Wake up.
What are you doing?
Wake up.
Clear the snot out of your eyes.
It's not a dream.
Wake up. Wait, what is that from? Wake up.
Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up, or all is lost. 10th Kingdom. You know her.
I know her. You know her. Yeah, rip her to shreds.
Welcome.
Welcome.
To this week's episode of...
Trash.
Special installment.
Eyes wide.
Open.
Yep.
Shut.
Open.
Open.
Yeah.
Eyes wide open. Because we're open to the future.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Open to the future.
But our mouths aren't yet.
No, okay, listen. No, the real thing is I am growing out a beard and we're getting ready for the holidays. Yes. Right?
Right. And I mean, playing around with a different format.
A different format, but yeah. Also, like, you know, taking some breaks to get ready for our holiday special.
We know y'all are hopped up on our videos every week, but you have to cut back now, okay? It's a problem. So we're doing some planning to give you all some extra special doses, some large hits, few and far between.
Large hits?
Yeah, big hits coming for the holidays. I'm being vague. We're making holiday specials.
Ooh.
Two, maybe three for New Year's holiday specials.
Oh, wow. You're promising a lot, aren't you?
I am.
Well, it just felt like, you know, also, you know, I had to come out and say a little something.
About what?
About everything going on.
In the world, yeah.
In the world.
Listen, our holiday specials were planned beforehand, but this is kind of a needed relief in our world.
You know, I'm real sorry.
I'm real sorry, America. Honestly. No. Real sorry, world, for America yet again.
Well, here we are.
Here we are.
But we wanted to delight you with at least our eyes.
Oh. Were you blinking?
I did something.
I did something.
But also, you know, we're right in the middle of our RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, we are. UK season six,
sure. Yeah. And we're just before the girl group challenge.
Are you excited? Not the girl group challenge. This is the Rusical.
You know, the Rusical. The Rusical. Are you excited?
I am excited.
Who do you think is going to win?
I think it's kind of Lavoie's to lose, right?
Well, she's doing Shirley Bassey, right?
Yeah, and I mean, unless the others have like a really good part, I think that because she's such a good live singer, because they have to sing live.
Oh, right.
She's going to snag it.
You know, we were talking earlier, well, I was doing the talking, I was spouting my conspiracy theory that this is the Bianca Del Rio and Adora Delano win.
Mm-hmm. That never happened. Yeah.
It's the twinning winning, twin win. What's that called?
Twinning?
Tie.
A twin win. Twinning winning.
Yeah, they're going to tie.
They're going to tie. I wouldn't be mad.
Because they're retelling that story.
I wouldn't be mad at it.
Metaverse, right?
Right.
Yeah, I think that's true.
It's a really good season.
I mean, it's a pretty good plot, if you ask me.
Damn good.
It's like you're not watching Survivor right now.
Nope,
but
get into it.
Holy crap. Every week, they're really taking the people and...
ringing them?
Well, they're just gonna... they're just blindsiding every single one of them.
Blindsided.
And it's just like, well, bam, well, bam, well, bam. Mm. And they don't see it coming every time.
Wow, is it really that different from a normal Survivor season then?
Well, I think it's very produced. Like, there are some twists and turns, and I'm just like, you know, but it's keeping me interested.
Hey, that's why they want you.
That's why they want me. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, it's been a rough week.
Yeah.
We spent Tuesday night together, mm-hmm. which was very good, mm-hmm. turned out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the week has been a journey. But I am very happy to have my found family in you all and in the community here. And I've felt that love a lot in the last few days.
You know, I can't remember when we actually turned it off, but I think that was the best decision we ever made, to turn it off and watch, like, I don't know, an hour, 2 hours of Will and Grace. And then we were like, that felt right. It felt right.
Yeah, we were spiraling and we needed to get ourselves out. So I feel like that, not that Will and Grace is the distraction going forward, is always going to be it, but I do think knowing when we get caught up in the storm.
Oh my gosh.
And being able to pull away is going to be helpful and help us keep focused on the days ahead.
Jeez.
Because we're going to have to do shit.
You know, I was going to say something else, but I don't know. I was going to say something. Sorry. Frog in my throat.
Gross.
Did your father ever say that?
Yeah, he did. And then also, if he would fart, he would blame it on a frog.
Oh.
There's a frog somewhere in here.
My father would always be like, is it Fred? Did Fred leave the door open?
Fred the frog.
But it was like if my brother and I did something, I don't know, like left the closet door open or the bathroom light on, it'd be like, oh, Fred left it on.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah.
Like, at least he wasn't coming for you.
Why can't you leave Gigi, that on again? don't eat my wig. Yeah, I don't know. It always... Yeah.
Like, that's kind of, like, stuff like that happens. Like, it's kind of a cute thing to just be like...
Oh, Fred did it.
Oh, Fred did it. Yeah.
No, I think it was more like, oh, Fred did it. Like, oh, no, it was like, one of yous.
The tone of that was absolutely disgusting. Hilarious. Oh, so Fred, right. Yeah. Listen, I'm going to go poop.
Listen, I'm gonna go poop.
Jesus. Y'all, Will and Grace, like many old sitcoms, has its flaws, but it also has some of the funniest moments maybe ever, ever on TV.
Oh my god, the soap.
Yep. Totally.
No, I'm talking about in the live episode with all the suds. That's a good moment.
That is a good moment. Oh, and then all the pills bottles coming out. Oh. Hilarious. Now I'm going to have to go up to the roof and load him back in the hatch. I wonder if there's an alligator out there with a handbag made of my skin.
I'm telling you, great Halloween costume.
Yeah, that is genius, actually.
I think that's swell.
What does a Karen Walker handbag look like?
A Birkin.
Yeah. With a little wig. Right? With like her little Jackie O wig.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or what if it's, like, ostrich, like, a black ostrich line.
Ostrich skin.
Oh, yeah.
Birkin.
I was thinking it's, like, something animal that mimicked her hair, like, the swoop
of
her hair.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. So, first of all, ostrich skin Birkin, because, like, well, no, Karen skin Birkin.
Karen skin Birkin, Karen skin Birkin.
And then, yeah, ostrich feather hair. Sound like a curse.
I was placing
like a nom.
You need to leave.
Too soon.
Girl, that's coming up.
What? I know. Oh, listen, y'all. We got tickets to see it on Thanksgiving.
No, wait. Do you know what's funny about that?
What?
Scott came home the other day from the hospital. It's like, did you know Wicked comes out the weekend before Thanksgiving?
Are you shitting me right now? We are idiots. We're like, we're gonna see it the day. It's gonna be fucking crazy. I can't believe these seats aren't full yet.
Well, there we go. But we're going on Thanksgiving. We're those people go see a movie on Thanksgiving when I thought it was going to open on Thanksgiving. What?
We used to go see movies on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I think that's awful making people work on Thanksgiving. Sorry.
Oh, you know what? That is kind of true. But it's also kind of like having a bar open on Thanksgiving. Like, not everyone has somewhere to go. So you can go see a movie.
I know, but then I hope the employees there want want to be there. You know what I mean.
I know, I know, I know.
I hope everyone likes it.
Do you like it there?
Do you like it there?
Every time I go to movies, I ask the ticket person, do you like working here still? And they say no, I leave.
Do you like working behind that glass box?
Do you know, those are actually so scary. I wouldn't want to be in the ones that jut out, like, outside, oh, like the old-fashioned ones.
The ones that I think about at North Park.
Such a narrow little, like, hallway in their desk.
But also, as the sun's setting, you just get that sun the entire time. Like, whoever designed
it's a floor-to-ceiling window room on the sun. That's so true. Because you would be standing there and they were literally like, what? I totally forgot about that. Oh my god, they didn't put shades or anything on that either. And those teenagers were fighting for their lives. I bet they didn't even get AC in there for a while, so just baking. It's like miles of parking lot in front of them, nothing else. Oh my god.
Well, this one's for you.
North Park employee. Didn't Mariah work there for a hot second?
What?
No, she was just at Target, right?
Target. No, that, yeah.
Wait, did John Butler work at the movie theater?
You know, that sounds more correct.
Oh my god, oh my god.
Oh, man.
I see him suffering up there.
Oh, I was like, you see him where?
No, I mean, oh. No.
Hi, Lord. John.
Hi, John. Oh, my God. Oh, do you know, honestly, imagining some people watching our show is kind of a fun thought experiment.
Is it?
It's not. Actually, it's mental illness, but I do it sometimes.
You know, I'm sorry for whoever's listening to this and hears all the phlegm going through my nose, down my throat, and into my stomach. Wow,
we have really good microphones here. This is your last breath.
Oh my god, I'm so stuffed up. What were you saying?
North Park Mall.
Yeah.
Did they ever have a jingle?
Yes, wait, let me think of it.
I'm pretty sure my lace has been showing this whole time.
I can't think of the song. There's gotta be a song.
North Park Mall.
North Park Mall.
Done. I'm gonna clip that and send it in. No, we don't need anything else. I think we're even in the same key, actually.
Listen, it's... There's one thing I do well, and that's... consistency.
Yeah.
You know?
You do consistency well.
I don't know. That's the first thing that came to my mind.
So we're planning some holiday specials for y'all.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about
it. So it's not going to be the regular weekly drag trash just for a little bit, just for a tiny bit. We're going to pick that back up again.
Beard
times, yeah. Winter times, yes. Recharge.
Correct.
Re-strategize after the election a little bit. Mm-hmm. But we're not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. We're just making sure we come back extra special, mm-hmm. extra ready. And ready for... Season 2.
Oh, that's right.
Can you believe?
Season 2.
Season?
Season Dune. Season Dune. I love that.
Fears the Mind Killer.
Worm.
Yep. You know that we put out almost 40 episodes this year?
That's a lot of episodes.
You should be really proud.
Wow. Did it.
We did it, Joe.
Oh, well, okay.
The way both of us were like, ouch. Yeah, holiday specials.
Turkey.
Turkey Day. We only celebrate two holidays in this household.
Yeah.
Turkey Halloween Day and the cold 4th of July. Oh.
Oh. Wait, what?
What?
Oh, yeah, between here and there, yeah, it's Thanksgiving. We eat turkey. We do the Christmas thing.
We do the Christmas thing. We do the, like, the tree presents thing.
Do the Christmas thing and usually do New Year's Eve thing.
Yeah. But we're going to make it, like, well, like, probably one that's, like, very turkey-y. And then another one that's just more holiday-y. I'm trying to be inclusive.
Oh, I understand.
Because, I mean, like, honestly, we don't celebrate either of them truly.
That's true. I feel like the Thanksgiving has more been, like, you joke and you say a Friendsgiving sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I hate that term. I wish there was a different term. Because it's actually just Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you can still be thankful.
But it's been nice.
What we do is what we do. It's true. Yeah, on the day of Thanksgiving, you mean. Yeah.
Right. And yeah. It's not... What are we celebrating? This country? I don't know. No.
No.
What are we celebrating? I'm celebrating.
I think it's kind of like the harvest.
Well, okay, yeah. If we want to take it there.
Yeah.
If we're going there, yeah. But also the harvest festival that actually is Thanksgiving takes place in August. So actually that's kind of skewed differently, but the Christians had to do something with it, right?
Listen.
Just move it down the list.
Right. I'm not religious. I'm not looking for, like, a serious excuse for a holiday celebration.
Well, what?
All I need are several very important days off with some fun things to do to get through the winter, to be honest. Like, I need the celebration time.
What is particularly Christian about Thanksgiving? Is it just because it's associated with pilgrims?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know that it necessarily is. You're right.
Somehow they kind of commandeered that, right?
They
brought Jesus to the table.
Totally.
Gotcha. He took the wheel.
He took the boat wheel.
The mastiff.
Is that what that's called? Yeah, let's call it that. Mm. So, yeah.
So we're going to go watch the rest of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah. And bat our pretty little eyes. And listen.
What?
Let's break it down real quick.
Oh, where are we breaking? Oh, Lil.
We love Lil. Oh, love Lil.
Oh. Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Love y'all. Love the queer community in St. Louis. The folks that we've got to meet because of this show. Love.
That's true, yes.
We're going to be fine. We're going to be okay. And we're going to come and be with you. What does that mean?
We're going to come and be with you.
We got each other, basically.
And listen to the world of the people. We've got you. It's me and you forever. Queen James and Millie Monroe coming through your living room tubes. Although they're not tubes, they're flat screens, but it's that.
All the same to you.
And it's you and me, Queen James and Millie Monroe, coming through your tube right here. We're gonna be your boob tubes. I don't know. We'll work on it.
Well, we're gonna workshop it. But that was a really good start.
It was good. I liked it.
Wow. Oh. Almost kicked the camera.
Well, down. Here we are.
Having deja vu now.
Good night.
Take care of yourselves.
Listen.
Take care of the people that you love and that love you.
You know, they say... Yeah.
What do they say?
Well, I was going to say something about airplanes. And then it went somewhere else. And I said, not now.
The New York Times said...
Not now. They really did say Greek.
Honestly, they really did say not now. They said not now, democracy. Goodbye.